T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Got a new study. Turns out we waste about 29 full work days a year, every year, checking email, ladies and gentlemen. I thought people weren't doing that anymore.
Who?
I don't know. I guess I mean work email, I suppose you have to. But like regular people don't seem to even do email anymore except with work.
We'll read the headline again. What is they talking about?
Oh, yeah, work. You're right. Good call, Steve. Woo!
Wow.
We're back in the game. You
can tell it's Friday.
And not we're. You're back in the game. It's about work, man. Of course it's to talk about
email. Oh, yeah. I guess that's you're right. I guess that's what I'm doing. But even then, I really don't want to do work emails.
They well, you don't, on, thankfully, for you.
They would do everything. They should do everything on Facebook. And until Facebook starts getting hacked, we'll never have to worry about anybody opening the wrong emails and ruining a computer system, which maybe recently happened to our company.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Facebook's also been hacked. You're doomed no matter what when there's technology.
Oh, really? Have you had a Facebook hacking issue yourself, like with messages where you've opened the wrong thing?
Not me, because I don't click on anything, but I've had some friends that click on things, and then all of a sudden stuff gets sent out.
Back to MySpace.
Yep.
That's where I got to go. Yeah, so, but either way, the bottom line is this, is you're wasting your time, obviously, having to go through whatever the hell is an email, whether it be job-related or what. And I don't know if it's because of the fact that people are just sort of screwing around or if, in fact, it's really work-related stuff that they're wasting their time on, which I would say that I waste a lot of time with work-related stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I could get my job done easier if I didn't have to go through some of these dumb emails I get from, well, you know, the company. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the problem is that so many times people forget that they agreed or said something or did something. So email's a good way to keep a paper trail. I'd rather not have to deal with email and just go, because, you know, in a perfect world, sometimes you can just go up to somebody like, hey, did you blah, blah, blah. That takes 3 seconds as opposed to 30 seconds to a minute if you having to write out the email, make sure the tone is okay, send it off, wait for a reply.
Yeah.
After a while, you're just like, dude, this could have been accomplished with me just coming over to your office and saying, hey, what's up?
And
you're right, dude.
I give up. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to come to your office and explain this to you because there's no way in hell I can explain it correctly over an email because I'm stupid.
And I like social interaction. So I think it's great if you can actually, I mean, if people do come see you and say, hey, what's up? Here's what's going on.
But then one day it's going to bite you in the ass and you're like, hey, how come you didn't do blah, blah, blah? And they're like, oh, you never told me. And then you don't have proof of it.
Yeah, you're right. And Steve, look, I'm guilty of that. You've shown me a paper trail. I'm like, oh, I guess I did miss that. Sorry about that. So you're right. You do need that paper trail. And that's what it is. 29 days, work days a year we waste on rereading emails, making sure things run, having to send unnecessary changes, updates, all that. 30 days a year. So if you work 230 days a year, pretty much 30 days of them are just all about checking email. That's nuts.
That's why it was so refreshing when our emails were down. I mean, yeah, sometimes there's a little bit of a panic, like, oh, I hope some things don't fall through the crack. But then on the flip side, you're just like, this is so nice. I'm not having to check my phone to make sure I've responded to something. Just kind of chilling out at home, not having to pick up my phone and look.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
For me, it's the junk mail.
Uh-huh.
You know, what really sucks, at least with my personal email, I now have to go through my junk mail folder, and it is just loaded with everything. I wish there was a way that I could tell my email, hey, this is junk, and I want to block them so that I don't have to see their emails anymore.
You can block an email.
I can't figure it out on my phone. I can't figure out how to do it.
Really?
If you show me, you know what? In the break, show me how to block it. And you would, I would, I'll buy you breakfast if you can help me figure this out.
Ooh, awesome. Nice. Breakfast time.
Because this is what, because sometimes.
Are we talking work email one or are we talking your MSN?
Oh, my MSN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't used MSN since, you know, it was cool.
Well, can you,
but I'll try my best.
How about your iPhone? Can you do it on your iPhone? See, that's the one on my iPhone, I can't block anything.
I'm on my Gmail, I block people.
Yeah, but not you, on the iPhone
itself. I bought
itself.
A gift once from one of my friends who's a big New York Jets fan.
Yeah.
And for years, I've been getting spam from Jets.
Oh.
NFL shop, but for the Jets.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I finally hit a point where I'm just blocking it. Screw it.
So when you block it, do you ever check your junk mail folder?
Very rarely, but
oh,
yes.
See, so and you go in there, it's not in there anymore either. You completely block it from ever getting it anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to know how to do that.
Yeah, I've blocked people who wouldn't stop bothering me on email. Yeah, it's the same as the Gmail as well, but.
Oh, see, maybe that's my problem. Maybe I got to go into the.
Maybe
the,
you need
the,
to update.
Well, times, maybe MSN doesn't let me do it. If anybody
just, use an email address that's a little more relevant, like AOL or something.
There you go.
Or Yahoo.
Yeah. I can't do it on my
just
iPhone.
Email shaming you.
Yeah. I don't. But it's a pain in the ass. I'll spend like 5 minutes going through my junk mail just to make sure regular stuff isn't in there, which really sucks. That's another, 30 hours? What am I spending?
Yeah, there you go.
Got a survey by Insure.com. And you know what? I already read that one. We've done it with you guys. You know what? It's still the same survey. The facts are the same. So good for you people. But let's talk about the. I'm having a great day today, aren't I?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
What's going on? You had a late night last night. You know board what? Gaming,
dude. I don't know. I'm not actually. Being frankly, I took some emergency. I don't know. I'm not on. I'm not on top of
emergency?
My game.
Emergency?
Is your throat tickling?
It's just I'm foggy.
Mm.
Yeah, that's really what it is. I'm a little. I'll tell you what. I mean, I told you before. I was up a little late last night because my stuff wasn't working, and I was trying to get my internet working so I could prepare for today, and it still wasn't working. And I do believe it just sort of it messes with me, and I didn't get a great night's sleep because I was like, "How am I going to do my work? Because my stuff isn't working." So it might be that, but I'm just not on top.
They make medicine for that, man.
What kind of? What's that? Oh, I didn't even get that joke.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, Danny. What are you going to do? Every once in a while, you just have one of those.
Well, and also, you said you smelled some marijuana coming into the building.
Oh, you think I still got that contact high?
I think you're still stoned from this morning from my secondhand smoke.
I feel like I should be in a better mood about it, don't you?
I still love that somebody was smoking pot in the parking garage.
Dude, it's the third morning, maybe even the fourth morning this week. Sarah and I are going, this is unbelievable. It's like, it is, they have to be smoking in the garage. It's massive wake and bake, and even Vicky smelled it.
Yeah.
So this, who's token up to the point that, like, Vicky comes in earlier than I do, mm-hmm. then I come in, and it's still there. I mean, that person's token up like a mo.
I didn't see any smoke. Maybe somebody's car just has a ton of it in it.
Oh, that's...
And it's just permeating out.
Oh, has there been a similar car there? Maybe there's like a giant, like, drug smuggler.
Yeah, that's what I was like. How much pot do you have to have in your car that you can smell it in the garage wherever... I don't even know where it is.
No, I'm sure it's somebody that just decided to smoke a bunch of pot. Their day was done or their day's about to begin, and they're like, I can't handle this job. I need to smoke some pot in the parking garage, thinking that no one's coming in at this time in the morning.
Yeah, and I'm thinking So you think it's either security? So that's what you're putting your finger on, security?
No, I'm going construction.
Construction.
Gaia. Days done.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, as long as it's days done construction. I'd hate to think that dudes are swinging hammers when they're high, because that's dangerous.
Yeah, in college I would swing my hammer a lot when I was stoned. But that was different.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you would.
Is that what they call it?
So we got a new study from Insure.com. And
hey, see what I did there?
Thank you. Actually, this is about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is interesting. Now at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I've been there when it first opened. It's a cool place.
I need to get there.
Yeah.
I love rock and roll memorabilia. Like, I love going to Mopop just to see some of the cool stuff that they have.
And it's a cool place. I learned a lot. You know, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been there, but I love how they show bands and who their influences were, and then they let you press a button and you can hear the music of the influence band, plus the band that you like. And, you know, I was like, oh, I had no idea that this band I liked actually had this as an influence. Had no clue. And now at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you can actually vote on who you'd like to see inducted. Now, I like this.
I'm trying to think of who Alice in Chains is definitely on the top of my list.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like they need to be inducted, but I don't know why, but for some reason I feel like that one might not happen.
Really?
At least not for a while. I don't know why. I just get that feeling that they're going to be that band that eventually it's just going to get to a breaking point where finally the Rock and Hall of Fame is going to be like,
They're eligible here. Now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I thought they would be like a first year, but maybe just because I'm, you know, living in the Pacific Northwest.
It's going to be like Gar. I mean, I don't know if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame says after X amount of time, you're no longer eligible. Like Edgar Martinez says, was his last year.
They go on forever.
Okay, so, yeah.
I mean, as long as you get nominated, you're going to have a chance. Then I don't think they are. Jane's Addiction, I don't believe, is. And I only think about that because yesterday we had Stephen Perkins in, the drummer. And it's, I get that they didn't put out a ton of records, but man, the records that they put out, especially the first couple, were so damn influential and so damn special.
That's key.
Yeah.
And he talked about that. And, you know, the influences that bands have and why that should be considered an important factor.
Yeah, Nothing Shocking and Ritual Day Low Obitual are two albums that I feel like have had their, that have had some kind of influence on so many bands that are still going today.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. And this, by the way, this voting is not the same kind of voting that they conduct after the nominees are announced. So this is if you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it's just another highlight is if you go to the physical site,
you can have fun and vote.
You can vote on who you'd like to see inducted. And unfortunately, they say it doesn't have any bearing on who gets nominated. But still, I feel like, if, you know, enough people do some voting in this and they first of all, they go to the structure, which I think, come on, if you go to the structure and you take time to vote, and as long as, I mean, I don't know how many times you can vote, but let's just say individuals can only vote once. I feel like that has to have a little, like at least a little consideration. 80,000 votes, by the way, have been cast so far.
Okay.
And the top choice,
ooh,
Motley Crue with over 3,000 votes.
Wow.
I would love to see them get inducted, and I hope that they could just let...
Of course they should be.
Yeah.
Of course they should be.
I mean, look, they're on the same category as, I feel like, Kiss. Look, not every song has been great by Motley Crue, and not every song was great by Kiss, but the performance, the imprint that they had on rock culture...
Yeah, the influence, totally.
Yeah, you can't deny that.
No doubt about it.
The commercial success as well.
Yeah, they're not the greatest musicians, and they'll never be considered the greatest musicians, but you're absolutely right. I mean, you know...
I don't think they're bad musicians. I just think that it's...
Well,
their songs aren't necessarily... They didn't write so many... I mean, Nikki Sixx was the principal songwriter, has even admitted on some of those records he just mailed it in because he was so high on heroin.
Oh, yeah.
And so it wasn't about musicianship. Tommy Lee's an incredible drummer. Vince Neil's got great pipes when he was younger. Mick Mars, that guy shreds on guitar. He's so underrated. And Nikki Sixx is a fine bassist.
So, you would definitely say from a musician standpoint, no doubt about it, they're as good as anybody that could be in the Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, what they did from an iconic standpoint and a popularity standpoint.
Yeah, obviously it was more flash than, you know, they weren't writing these, like, these super elaborate songs. They were basic songs, but they were freaking killer.
I mean,
Dr. Feelgood, that whole record's great, and that was like them on the comeback. But then, of course, you have the first couple of records, Shout Out the Devil, Too Fast for Love. I mean, there's some good stuff on there. It was the Theater of Pain record that maybe is keeping them out.
And we forget.
That sucked.
Well, look, you can't. Not every record can be great.
Yeah, but that one was.
I'm not.
Bad.
Yeah, I can understand that, you know what, clunkers happen, but that shouldn't keep them out of the Hall.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it is the Hall of Fame. And, you know, that word right there,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
Everyone
knows Motley Crue.
Yeah, so there's no doubt about it. By the way, number two from the people that go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and cast their vote, and again, they say these votes have no bearing on exactly who might get inducted or not, or at least nominated, Blink 182.
Yeah.
I think
that makes me feel
interesting.
Old.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they've been out, your first record has to come out 25 years ago in order to be eligible for the Hall of Fame.
And has it been 25 years since their first?
Yeah.
It has. Okay. All right, well, there you go. Eligible,
years.
But like you said, you know, it is true, they do qualify, but I don't know, sometimes I would go to the Hall of Fame and vote for somebody, and I wouldn't know how many years it's been since their first album. I'd still think they belong in there.
It came out in 1994.
There you go.
Yeah. That's so weird, man.
Wow.
We got to stop this. Can we just put pause on time?
Oh, stop being old?
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Pretty much.
If it's been 25 years, man, then today is actually the anniversary of Korn's debut album.
Now they're eligible.
Yeah, I would put them in there.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
it's
no disrespect to Korn. Yeah. I could just see the writing on the wall. I mean, when you see bands like Rush and Kiss having such a hard time, and some people brought up Iron Maiden, not in the Hall of Fame. Judas Priest And these are bands that should be.
Iron Maiden actually would follow the number three, where people said they should be in the hall. Man. They got a lot of votes from people that went there. A band that I think, this is, you know what, I want to ask you about these. Dave Matthews Band, whether, no matter what you think of them, probably should be in there.
No.
I mean, they a lot of people love the dude.
I know. You're
a lot
right.
of people love
He's
the dude.
Super successful.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
I don't hate Dave Matthews. I just don't know, what has he really done recording wise in forever?
And I can't comment. I just know the fans just love the dude, but I don't know why. I mean, I can't tell you why. I'm not saying that to be facetious. I really don't know why. So I can't comment intelligently
about it. It's a fun jam band. You know, and some of his songs were super poppy, but for the most part, he's the type of music that you want to go outside to the Gorge, for instance, where he sells out all the time 3 days in a row, and just get really like drunk or stoned and just dance to his music.
And here's a band that I can't believe. They got Cher in there, and I suppose, I mean, since it's not just about rock, even though I guess at some point some of her music may be considered rock. I mean, you got to think of her for the same reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's super popular and super famous, and she was a singer. And
her butt looked good back in that one music video.
But the band that I'm surprised is not in the hall, and I really think should be a no-brainer, is Styx. I think they should be in the hall guaranteed, and they're not in yet either.
See, I
you don't know them, but my generation.
I know. That's why I can't really crap on them.
Yeah, my generation. They were, well, I'm not going to say they were the Motley Crue of my generation, but they at one point they had that kind of popularity. Though I still believe that Motley Crue is a much more famous band than Styx. But at one point in the 70s, you know, when they were like a top band, super top band. Them and REO Speedwagon, which I don't know if they're in the hall. But if REO Speedwagon's in the hall, Styx should be in the hall, and vice versa.
What about like one texter says Rage Against the Machine? I would love to see them in it.
I can't argue with that.
I mean, they made you think. They did everything. They made you rock out.
How about Boston? I mean, they were.
Screw Boston.
Yeah.
They got not the city, titles. The band. I mean, they got enough titles. And finally, a band that I would definitely go vote for, only because I've become a new fan, just insane, Weezer. I think they belong in there.
I see this again. Now we got to put pause on all this. This is too much, man.
You don't think Weezer deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
No, it's not that. I don't think that they should be considered old enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
Dude, they're old.
I know, and it bothers me. This is just more of my own, like, realization of where the time has gone.
I don't know.
Blink 182 is all of a sudden eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That seems insane to me.
The Offspring.
Yeah. The Offspring should be in the Hall of Fame.
I got no complaint against that.
1984 is when they started. Come on.
You know what's weird for me, you know, is that because since I've been, you know, playing a lot of Weezer, I'm seeing all of their albums at the same time and I'm seeing them age right before my eyes. It's pretty, because I don't know them by names, but there's one dude that I'm like, I wasn't sure it was the same guy. I thought they got a new guy in the band, but it's the same guy. He just looks a lot older.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's lost his hair. He's got glasses now.
That's probably Pat the drummer.
Not Pat the drummer. Pat kind of always looked like he was somebody's father, but you're right. Pat looks similar to me. There's the guy, one of the guitarists.
The bassist is not their original bassist.
Oh, then that's why he looks different.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Their
current bassist. Bassist Scott, he was the touring bassist for Vanilla Ice back when he was doing metal.
Oh, thank you for clearing that up, because I keep looking at images of the two and like, God, the aging has not really done him well. He looks completely different.
No, they lost their original bassist left after the second record. Then they obviously disappeared for a long time. They brought a new guy in. He lost his mind. He disappeared.
Wow.
Like, legit lost his mind. Then Scott was their newest. So they've been through a couple of bassists before this guy.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, if you're looking at pictures of them from their first, second, and third record, those three records have a different bassist than the current bassist.
Oh, that makes sense. Thank you very much. Because, I mean, you know, for Weezer, a lot of their albums, they like to just basically, like, the four of them like to just stand in a row.
Yes.
And I'm like, this one dude just looks weird.
No, it's typically on the color record. So the blue record has Matt Sharp. The green record has this Mikey guy. And then after that, Scott.
Okay. So Scott's the guy that... So I feel bad. Now Scott's going to go, oh, great. You think I look the worst out of everybody from the... Sorry, Scott. Sorry about
that. Well, you're basing it on guys that were younger.
Yeah.
So you're looking at them as a younger version.
I thought it was one of the dudes from, like, because I watched the Buddy Holly video where they go back and do the Happy Days thing. Yeah. And one of them looks, they all look pretty good. And then I'm like, wow, this one guy has not aged well, but that's Scott probably. Yeah, there you go. That's the guy. And I'm thinking, wow, that poor bastard doesn't look anything he did like when he was, you know, 20 years ago.
No, that's Matt Sharp, their original bassist.
Oh, that's why. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I'm a true fan. Can you tell?
Hey, you're picking up on it.
We got to tell you about this actor who once played the Joker? How about this actor that once played the Joker feels alienated and upset by the new Joker movie? I'll tell you who at 8:17 on The Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW,
The Rock of Seattle. You know Jared Leto. Jared Leto, I guess, was, I mean, this is the reports. I have no idea how true this is, but the reports say that Jared Leto was alienated and upset. These are his words. When he first heard about the new Joker movie of Joaquin Phoenix, which I believe is terrific, and I think that he should get a nomination for an Academy Award.
Was he upset because he wasn't asked to be the Joker? Or?
I think that must be what it is, because he had just played the Joker 3 years ago in Suicide Squad, and I'm the only idiot that watched the second half of the movie.
Yeah, I watched the first half.
Which everybody says is the worst part of the movie, so I've not seen Jared Leto's Joker performance, so I can't comment.
You haven't seen the first half of the film?
I know, I'm a moron. Yeah, I was on TV, and I'm like, oh, there it is, and it was horrible, and I don't want to watch the first half. That's how bad the second half is.
I thought
is.
You were just bragging that you finished the whole movie, because I watched the first half, and then, I watched the second half, but I basically forced myself to fall asleep, which isn't hard. I just closed my eyes and said, just take over.
I'm the only idiot that's...
It was so bad the second half.
I know, and everybody said that, and yet I'm like, oh, the movie's on. I thought maybe I'll catch some of the good parts, but I was smack dab in the middle of the bad
parts.
Swing
and a miss.
Yeah. And, of course, also, Jared's Joker got mixed reviews. And some people say he was really, really hard to work with on the set. And as time goes on, it seems more and more likely that DC and Warner Brothers are like, yeah, we're going to forget about that Joker. Did anybody see his Joker? And what did you think? I mean,
in Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
I thought he was cool in it.
Yeah. Rev, Vicky, what do you think?
I really actually don't remember it. So I think I missed that part.
I've never seen the movie, but I watched a supercut of all of his scenes in Suicide Squad, uh-huh. And it was kind of cringeworthy.
Can you send me to the supercuts? Yeah. The link to that?
Yeah, I'd love to watch that. It's not fair to watch it that way, because you said that you lose all the context.
Yeah, his acting was really not that great, I thought. But that was just me. I didn't buy him.
I'm not going to watch the whole movie, so at least that's
You don't have to watch the whole movie, just the first half, man. You already saw the second half.
funny enough, the first half of the movie is the better part.
You're right. I totally am an idiot, but I can't, after that second half, I can't bring myself to.
I feel like the movie was, I don't want to say dumpster fire, I'll say trash can fire, and his scenes were fine. They just, the whole movie sucked.
Yeah.
It's just like, there was nothing he could really do to make it better.
Well, from what I understand, Margot Robbie was fantastic, and it makes sense because they're doing a Harley Quinn movie with her, a new Suicide Squad plus Birds of Prey. So they like that character, and they like what she did with it, apparently.
I feel like it was just focused on Harley Quinn and then Will Smith. It was their movie, really. And I feel like that kind of took away from it.
The fun part was when they were establishing all the characters, and then once they established them, they just decided to make a bad movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. Especially, that's what I've heard, Steve. I actually heard people say that, which makes you sit there and you go, wow, how did they make this so bad? It started off so well. Who effed this up?
But I mean, look, Jared, you're not going to get every role you want. I don't understand why he's upset about that. And I don't think, from what it sounds like, he couldn't. I don't think that people would be raving about this movie if he was the Joker.
No, not at all.
Because Joaquin Phoenix is another. I mean, Jared's not a bad actor, but he's not. I honestly would rather hear him sing with his band than watch a movie with him in it.
There's never been a movie where I've thought, oh, cool, Jared Leto's in it.
Well, right. Was he in Dallas Buyers Club? Is he the same guy I'm thinking of? Because if that's who I'm thinking of, he was really good in that. But I agree with Steve. I still think Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. There's no way.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah. And you haven't seen the movie yet, no. Steve, but Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is, it's really good. And I will tell you this, I also love Heath Ledger's Joker. But this, to me, it's funny. I don't know how well he'd be the Joker. Full-on Joker, because, the spoiler alert, and it's not that much of a spoiler, we all know this, that everyone that, if you've seen the previews, you realize this is basically how the Joker got to be the Joker. That's what this movie's about.
Right.
And
the trailer tells you that.
And Heath Ledger is the Joker after being the Joker for, you know, for a while. And I'm not sure. You know, I think I like Heath Ledger's Joker, but I think Joaquin Phoenix's How You Got to Be the Joker, I think that's really cool. And I can't imagine anybody else doing that,
mm-hmm.
including Heath Ledger.
Or Jared Leto.
Yeah, see, I haven't
Go
seen
Go back to my so-called life.
Yeah.
That's when he was good.
He was in that?
Yep.
Wow.
He was Jordan interest. Catalano.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
That was him?
That's the Claire Danes one, right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was him. Oh, all right. Well, you know what?
He was the love interest.
I had no clue that was Jared Leto.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember him from
Fight
Club.
Wow, let me see that picture.
Right there. Whoa. That's him right there.
Dude, that is insane.
He was the cool guy, man.
That's where I fell in love with him.
Honestly, it's all been downhill ever since then for him, in my opinion.
I mean, he was in Dallas Buyers Club, like BJ said. He was also in the very upbeat movie Requiem for a Dream. He actually acted his ass off.
Oh, that's right. He was okay in that, yeah.
Well, he was good in DBC as well.
And Fight Club.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
a tiny role.
Yeah, I don't remember my Fight Club.
Tiny.
Yeah, I liked him in Fight Club. He got punched a lot by Edward Norton.
It was
great.
He got
destroyed.
I don't even remember that.
He was the one who wanted Edward Norton wanted to destroy something beautiful. So he beat out of him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that wasn't much time, but he got his ass kicked. That's for sure.
It was a great scene.
And he did play Steve Prefontaine in Prefontaine.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know that
one. Isn't that about a guy who runs?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
It's a true story.
True story. I don't
phone
know
booth.
That one.
He was in Phone Booth. That was a cool film.
Okay. Was that with Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
I did like that movie.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Kiefer Sutherland is in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Kiefer's in it. Because I felt like, is this going to be in a whole Phone Booth? Is that the whole show?
Yeah, it was.
Kind of.
Okay.
Mostly.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to watch that. And I'm not going to watch the first half of the Suicide Squad. Sorry, guys.
Watch my so-called life.
Yeah. Dude, Claire Danes, you just showed me a picture of her. Okay, maybe it's a glacial effect. She doesn't look like she's aged a day to me.
I mean,
it's amazing. I mean, granted, I haven't seen her in a while, but I mean, I remember from Homeland, obviously, and she looks the same. I mean, that's a woman that, she just is the fountain of youth with her, or...
No, she looks older. I mean...
That's her there?
Yeah, I mean, she looks good, don't get me wrong.
It's a glacial effect for me.
Yeah,
she looks very similar to me.
There's a big difference between her and then when she was 15 in my so-called life. She hasn't
came. Dude, I always had a crush on her. Always had a crush on her. Maybe that's what it is. But I think if you really, really dig somebody, they say that's what the glacial effect does to you.
I never heard that term, the glacial effect.
Yeah, so what it is that you look at somebody who you dug and have dug, and it really helps in marriages, they don't get older to you. They don't look their age. You still see them as looking beautiful and young, and it's bizarre. And then there is a term psychologically called the glacial effect. And so I have that with Claire Danes.
100%. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Because I always, I had such a crush on her in my so-called life, and probably it was illegal because I don't know when that show came out.
She's 40, by the way.
Oh, it's legal now, but it wasn't legal back when I had a crush on her, so I'm going to just give that
to McConaughey.
Yeah, you're right. No, dude. It's okay now, but yeah, it probably wasn't okay then. So never mind. I'm sorry. Sorry, Claire. God.
Anyways.
Yeah, I hate to find out how old people really are because I'm in jail for that. There we go. So instead, you know what, Steve? Let's talk about the apps that we can't live without.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you guys. I have the top 10 apps that we can't live without. They did a survey. They asked a bunch of people. So starting with you, what is the one app that you can't live without? And
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Have you gone back to that?
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, it's the damn Maps app.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine getting around anymore.
And which one are you talking, Apple? Or?
Yeah,
Apple didn't make the list, buddy.
Yeah, Apple Maps are the devil.
I understand. You guys just hate for the sake of hating.
That's not true.
No, it has put me into like dead ends and stuff.
Well, that's your own problem.
That's not true. Now, granted, I won't give it another try for the sake of hating. I will cop to that. But once you do me wrong, and I don't know if I'm like everybody, and I talked to Hair Club about this because I'm really meticulous. If a website or anything doesn't work the right way, or an app doesn't work the right way the first time for me,
you're done with it.
It's dead to me. And I don't think it's fair because I know bugs happen, but I hate this whole we release something before it's fixed thing, which started in computer gaming. I hate that. Hey, you know what? There's going to be a patch. Well, then don't sell me your stupid game till it's ready.
The other one for me is a Video Leap. It's the video editing app. I use this thing. It's not going to be on the list.
You do some amazing things.
I mean, it's
the
greatest app ever. And it's one of the
Video Leap.
And it's one of the few ones where you don't have to pay a weekly subscription.
It's insane
now what they do with
You mean you can't just buy a lot of these things outright?
Some of them, no. You have to be like, it's like $5 a week to have this app. And I'm like, go F yourself. This one you could pay a flat fee. And it was on like a Black Friday. I got it for $30. The Pro.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Yeah, because typically it's like $80.
Even still, that's a great deal.
But the free version's not bad. It just limits the number of edits you can do. And then, you know, there's ways around that. You could save it, then start over. And,
$5 a week. That is just bleeding you dry.
Dude, a lot of these video editing apps, they want.
Are they crazy?
No. Well, no. I think we're crazy because people are buying them.
Otherwise, I'm sorry. It's one thing if it's like a streaming service that you know that you want to use, but you're using a tool. Imagine if you had to pay $5 a week to have a hammer. I mean, really, you know, I mean, some of the things you just want to buy and have and use.
But they realize the market for it, man, so people are willing to pay for it.
Well, you know what? You do some wonders with that one that you just paid the $30 for.
Yeah, no, I love it. I swear by that.
What's the name of that app?
Video Leap.
I say we give them a lot of love because they're not charging a fee. You know, just like they charge a flat fee and you're done with it. All right, how about you, Vicky? What's the one app you can't live without?
I love playing with Photoshop Express.
Wow, not on the list.
It's not so much for like to make me pretty or anything. I just like taking pictures, nature shots now. I'm feeling a little older. I'm not taking the selfies as much.
And that's kind of old school Photoshop, right? Most of the apps have filters, but to go into Photoshop, you're doing some, you know, I guess advanced editing.
Yeah, I go in and mess with the contrast, the clarity, tint, all that good stuff. But other than that,
Waze. I think traffic is probably going to be a big one.
Yeah, our company actually, I think we're involved with them somehow, some way.
Yep. Yeah. You listen to radio.com through Waze.
Oh, fancy. Cool. Yeah. So if you didn't know that, by the way, how cool is that? You know, you can have your maps up and listen to us at the same time.
And you can have Cookie Monster talk to you, too.
With Waze?
Mm-hmm. He tells me the directions.
Okay, maybe I should go back to Waze. Maybe I should give it a try.
Danny, how about
you, Danny?
Now.
That's pretty good there.
I miss my Yoda.
Caution ahead. See. Is for caution and also cookie.
I like that.
That's what it sounds like.
You are such a child. But then again, I had Yoda, so I can't throw stones.
Yeah, there you go.
Danny, what about you, buddy?
Oh, Instagram.
You go. Number two. Danny picks one
the IG.
In the top 10.
Well, if I'm going social medias of the apps, I'm going Twitter.
I
know some people hate Twitter.
Number seven. They're not there. There's six ahead of them, buddy.
I have a love relationship with Twitter. I enjoy it.
I'm with you, Steve.
It happens quick. It moves on.
It's efficient. I think Twitter's very efficient for certain communications. I mean, I do, you know, it's funny. When people try to do stuff with an app that I go, why are you doing it on this app? People send me messages on Instagram, and I'm like, isn't that what Facebook's for? Send me a message on Facebook.
Yeah, BJ has rules, people.
Yeah, Instagram is not even on his set of rules.
Well, I didn't know you could get messages on Instagram.
There's a couple people who messaged me like 3 weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, sorry, I just saw this.
Yeah, but I get it. Some people, that's the only thing they want to use is that particular app.
That app right when they thought of it, and they're like, well, I'll just write you right there.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Then you have to have a bunch of apps, and you have to check them all in order to make sure that you've kept up with everybody's communication. Rev, how about you, buddy?
Gmail,
number three, buddy.
Yeah, I use that so much. I've got like four different accounts that I need.
And do you use the app? You don't use the iPhone like filter for?
No, I use the app itself because I can bounce through each account. And for some reason, my phone doesn't. I mean, I got an iPhone 6, so it's ancient and doesn't work right.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So none of us mentioned the number one, but I think you guys know what the number one is.
It's probably Facebook.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, Facebook is, I mean, we've got like, what, 70 billion people on the planet? And I think, what do they have, a 20% share?
We don't have 70 billion people on the planet.
Was it 7 billion?
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah, 7 billion. Thank you, buddy.
I'm like, wow, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot
of
people.
Way to exaggerate, dude.
Yeah, you know me, man. I like to make the story bigger. So Facebook, 21% of the people say that they cannot live without a Facebook app, which is head and shoulders the leader, because number two, which Danny talked about, Instagram, only 11% of the people said that. So people are just saying, I need my Facebook.
Question for you, though. Does that include Facebook Messenger? Because I know some people who have they don't have their Facebook app anymore on there, but they kept Facebook Messenger because of that's a way to communicate.
Is that your final answer or your final question, Regis?
I don't even know if it's a question or more just a deep statement.
Well, deep man.
You made a proper deep statement, because actually number six is Facebook Messenger.
Oh. Wow, okay.
Oh. Yeah. Which is nice that you can do, like, you can do that instead. That's nice. That way, like you said, if you don't want to be bothered with the pain in the neck of Facebook, which is what I tell everybody. People go, I don't use Facebook. I go, well, just use Messenger then. Then you don't have to worry about all the crap, but then you can be all part of our group and we can all communicate.
Totally.
And YouTube was number four, which, I mean.
Oh, man, I'm on YouTube a lot.
Yeah.
I love watching videos on YouTube.
Impulse is coming back. I just saw the ads for it before the Joker movie, and it's a great series on YouTube.
What's your current wormhole you like to go to? Because I know you like watching babies on Roomba.
My current what?
Wormhole.
No. Wormhole.
Oh, wormhole. I thought you said wormhole.
Not wormhole, guys.
I was like,
oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. It's not on YouTube.
Am I the only one that heard wormhole?
No, I heard wormhole.
No, you both heard it. That's why I was correcting you guys right away.
I heard wormhole.
And Vicky was, but I saw the look on her face like she wasn't asking a bad question. So I'm like, is she just normally going? Yeah. She's like, what's your current wormhole you go to?
I'm like,
my wife's in California, so I guess I'm going to have to say the microwave.
Oh, no.
Basically asking what kind of videos you guys like going through on YouTube.
Yeah, sorry about that. Steve's got a dirty mind. I'm sorry.
No, I don't. I mean, mine's not dirty at all. It's just I like watching guys that are oiled up and half naked wrestle on there.
Oh, that's natural.
Oh, yeah.
Old school wrestling. Because it's just, I'll just type in the most ridiculous thing I remember from a kid. I'm like, I need to watch a Coco Beware match.
Really?
And I'll just type Coco Beware, and I'm like, okay, this is my afternoon.
If you are, if you're not in a suspicious relationship, then sharing a YouTube account can be the most fun ever, because my wife and I cannot, we cannot argue what we spend our time on, because it's all there on YouTube. You can see in the history.
Oh, the YouTube history is
it's so great.
There are times where I actually go to my history and delete things because I'm too embarrassed to even look back and see that I watched that video.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, my wife, I'll tell you exactly what she's into. She's into all of the yogis and all the yogis talking about how to actually live your life and manage your life and self-realization and martial arts videos. That is all my wife is into. Me, you guys know what I'm into, right?
Board games.
That's it.
All board game tutorials.
Yeah, all board game tutorials.
Look at mine.
That is the history.
Okay, yeah, I have the Chitara tribute from the Thundercats.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Nice. That's
no,
seriously.
That's, amazing. Yeah.
But if someone's looking at your history and they don't know what the hell you're doing, that's really out of context.
The Porno for Pyros concert, Woodstock, because we were talking about the other day, and then a bunch of wrestling stuff. Oh, yeah. Wyatt Only in the Wreckage's new video, Silver Bullet, which
is
amazing.
You've got a variety. I mean, I have to say, mine are just all just board game tutorials.
And then sometimes I'm like, I didn't watch this, and I realized that YouTube was on still while I fell asleep. Because
in the autoplay.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember watching a band called 9 Days. Oh, it's the story of a girl. I never would have watched that.
Whoa.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Taking that off my history.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Sure.
It's off my history.
Yeah.
Hinder. I'm not listening to Hinder.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Look at I don't believe him either, Vicky.
I'm just deactivating my YouTube.
Yeah. There you go.
Snapchat came in at number 5, by the way, as we told you. Facebook Messenger number 6. Twitter is 7, Steve. Google Maps at number 8, the first map program. And then Google itself. Like, people, just the Google search app.
They Google app?
They wouldn't want to. Yeah, they do. You didn't know that?
What do I need that for? Yeah.
Just go to the internet.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Yeah. Not the app.
The Google app is better.
I'm not wasting my time. But eventually I add it to the internet when I do a Google app search, right? When I do the search on the app.
The app will take you and it keeps track of everything you've searched for, which I think is really cool.
So does the Google on my phone.
You mean if you go to the web page itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, you have to open up the web page.
I don't have to open up the page. I just type on the top and it just Google searches for me.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just keep track, when you go on the top, doesn't that just keep track of all your web pages you go to? It keeps track of your searches, too?
You can just search right on that top thing.
No, I know you can search on the top thing, but I'm saying the Google app keeps track of all my searches that I've ever done.
As long as I don't clear the history.
Oh, I thought that it only keeps track of your web, like what places you've visited.
Stuff that I've been there.
All right. Well, then, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe the Google app is useless.
Seems like an unnecessary app.
I love that. I didn't know that you could do all the other stuff without having it. I don't know why Google has an app at this point. Because they're the ones that do Chrome. I mean, why would they have an app if they got Chrome?
Dude, there's an app for everything.
Yeah, you're right.
That is true.
And then also number 10 is also one of my number ones. I could not live without this, I'd have to say. Not Pornhub. Yeah. Not number 1, I should say. close, though. And that's Amazon. I mean, I buy so much on Amazon. That app is the best thing ever.
I use the internet version of Amazon whenever I need to go on there.
You know what? You just don't like apps.
You're right. I don't.
Yeah.
The less apps, the better.
It's true, because I've seen your phone and you've seen my phone, and you're like, PJ, what are all these? And I only use 5% of the hundreds of apps that I have on my phone. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right, yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
In 1965, the University of Florida invented what drink?
Oh, that, Gatorade.
Yes. Yay. Well, so you did a great job with that, Steve. Congratulations, my friend. If you want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People, a lot of times, have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.